Study: if murder rate continues, one out of every 179 Americans will be slain. By Amy Furr on November 15, 2022. One out of every 179 Americans will eventually be murdered if the crime wave remains at last year's level, according to Just Facts. The organization explained in a study published on November 4. Based on a misunderstanding of new FBI data, News Nation is reporting that 14,677 murders occurred in the U.S. during 2021, a supposedly large decline from 2020. In reality, that figure is far from complete. And comprehensive records from death certificates show that about 24,493 people were murdered in 2021. Murders have become so common over the past 2 years that if the murder rate remains at the 2021 level, one out of every 179 people in the U.S. will eventually be murdered. Yet, certain politicians and media outlets are downplaying this bloodshed, while others are blaming it on COVID, a claim at odds with the facts. Meanwhile, several Democrat-controlled cities across President Joe Biden's D. America saw violent crime rise this year compared to last year, a June report found. Fox News reviewed data that showed rates of violent crimes such as homicide, rape, robbery, and assault in New York City, Los Angeles, D.C., Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Baltimore are on their way to breaking last year's levels. Per the Just Facts study, a source of confusion regarding the problem was the fault of the FBI for allegedly releasing fragmentary and inaccessible data regarding murders and additional crimes. The organization also said the FBI uses an updated crime measurement system, which is leading journalists to report that there is no way to know if murders increased from 2020 to 2021. This new system is reliant upon electronic submissions from local and state law enforcement agencies, and many of them are not using it yet. Meanwhile, an October poll found the majority of American voters laid blame at the feet of woke politicians for the crime wave plaguing the nation, Breitbart News reported. But the White House in September attempted to downplay Biden's responsibilities when it came to the crime issue, saying it is complicated.